are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So football players are retired ex-NFL football players. Many of them who have been scanned are found to have quote-unquote profound brain deficits. What are we doing to our fabulous football players, our fabulous NFL heroes? That I mean, I've been watching football for years, all right? Should we maybe add some extra padding to their helmet? Pretty scary stuff. Talking about housework, how many of us have included housework into the exercise regimen for an hour a day? They're saying, you want to know what? That may not do hardly anything. I don't know if I agree with that. All right? We're also going to be talking about Schwarzenegger lobbying for a law that will change banning foreigners from becoming president because he's looking at 2016 for a run for him. Depression twice as likely for migraine sufferers. Those of us that suffer from migraines, more likely to get depressed. Premature babies should be maybe starting school a year later because when they're born early, 50% of them seem to have higher failure rates at reading and writing. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in the previous hour, we talked about how a mathematician has come up with a formula for the perfect pizza. Dr. Eugenia Chang thinks that people that love pizza could get more topping for their bite in a smaller pizza and even spread bites out in a larger pizza using a mathematical ratio to ensure maximum flavor of topping to base. This is being reported by Daily Mail. She calculated the average bite taken from an 11-inch pizza has 10% more topping than the average bite from a 14-inch pizza. All right, so what would be the most perfectly proportioned pizza? Okay, Dr. Eugenia Chang worked on this. Yeah, I get it. I'm sure somebody paid her for it. She's from the University of Sheffield. All right, and she said even if the person keeps the same amount of dough and topping, the ratio of topping to base in an average bite changes with the size of the pizza, and smaller pizzas typically have more topping per bite than larger ones. So she said not only about how thick the base is, but about the balance of flavors. She decided to use D as the constant volume of dough, T for the constant volume of topping, to come up with this mathematical formula. Now, are you ready for this one? Here it is. It's T over D, the fraction, times the fraction R to the 6. What the hell is R? Ratio? Well, a ratio. Now, I don't know what the R stands for. Oh, yeah, R is, I guess, ratio. D is dough, T is topping. So T over D, topping over dough, times R to the 6 divided by R to the 3 minus 15 to the square. You got that? That is the formula. Okay? It reveals that, I guess, she created another formula, alpha, divided by the radius of the pizza squared to work crust sizes for pizza for different diameters. Thank you. I knew R was radius. Thank you. All right, so did you guys get all this? For those of you making a pizza this coming weekend, she determined the value of alpha as 15 experimentally by making several pizzas of different sizes. Now, I am looking at these pizzas and all that. I don't think I've ever gotten a pizza where every piece had the right amount of toppings. Okay? And they say some pizzas even have a soggy bottom. Sometimes there's too much crap on it. Now, some of my favorite pizzas are these little Pizza Express. The Pizza Express, you know, like Pizza Express, they put a bunch of crap on top of it. So it is really, like when you get the meat lovers, it's all stocked full of meat. Yeah. Okay? For those of you going, well, wait a second, why are we working on pizza mathematics when we're supposed to be trying to watch weight? I don't know. If somebody got a grant for this, they're going to use the money. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOLLY. Speaking of money, more people have signed on for a one-way trip to Mars than for Obamacare. What the hell is going on? The Mars One Colony Project already has 200,000 people signed up to go on a one-way trip and then live on the Mars One Colony. Yet Vermont, the state of Vermont, for example, has enrolled just 712 people on their Obamacare website after spending $9 million on the outreach, advertising, and other PR ventures. So this is kind of a cluster. Healthcare.gov was tested just 1 week before its launch date after the Obama administration spent $394 million building that website. The top contractor, from what we're getting from Daily Mail, has been paid more than $200 million despite being fired by a Canadian province for botching its medical records database. So these are the people working on it. I guess, according to Senator Lisa Murkowski, the entire state of Alaska has yet to register one single person. Not one single person in Alaska have registered for Obamacare. All right, what did we just spend all this money on? A CNN medical correspondent has found that the online Obamacare system is now spontaneously deleting some of our passwords. I don't know. Crystal Ball, an MSNBC commentator best known for the Naughty Santa photos, I guess, that circled in 2010, confessed on Thursday that she was embarrassed to admit she once worked for the company that created the federal government's Obamacare website. Why is this so damn dysfunctional? Now, mind you, I did go and visit the website, okay? The reason why I didn't sign up is the insurance was too expensive, and I didn't qualify for subsidies, so the insurance that was offered was so bad, a $6,500 deductible for $700 a month, that no, I would probably spend less money going to Mars. So, it's not funny. It's a shame. It really is a shame. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA four-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we have an iPhone app and we have an Android app. Download those apps. You can keep up to The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can listen live anytime you want. Now, housework, okay? Those of us that say, you know what, I'm getting enough exercise a day because I do about 30, 40 minutes of housework, we've been counting that all these years. But unfortunately, one of the latest studies is saying, it's not enough. So the gardening, the vacuuming, the dusting, yeah, it may take up, you know, some minutes and you aren't sitting on the couch, but it doesn't count as regular exercise, all right? Now, the University of Ulster researchers asked more than 4,500 men and women about how much they walk, cycle, sport, housework, and other forms of exercise they've done in the previous week. Just 42% met there's a government's Change for Life campaign in Europe, met their guidelines of 150 minutes a week of strenuous exercise to raise heart rate, temperature, while still allowing them to call, have a conversation. But housework as exercise didn't seem to get the same aerobic activity. Only 22% of them reached the actual activity threshold when they did housework. They also found that the more people that counted housework as part of their exercise regimen for 150 minutes a week in America, I think we use about 3 hours a week as a guideline, although I've changed it to an hour a day. They found that those people are heavier. So people that try to say their housework is part of their exercise regimen are actually heavier. Now, one of you had wrote me a while back saying, wait a second. Wealthy women that get to play tennis and go to the gym all day have a housekeeper and they're skinny. Well, I guess we need to do what some of these rich women do. I've seen that too. You know, I've seen that. Some of the best shaped women I know, they are in a more affluent, levels where they don't have to go to work. They don't have to. They could exercise. They could. I mean, they do a lot with the kids, et cetera, or whatever. But they, you know, they don't have the same obstacles that a lot of us that have to work. Like, you know, for example, if my day goes from 6 to 6 every day, okay, you know, I work out at night or I work out before my day starts, but it's not the hour and a half to 2 hour regimen of going to a game or going to the gym, etc. It's working out at home. Okay? And then I try to get a good 40 minutes or an hour if I can. And then also my eating. Okay, I'm not sitting there stopping and having a salad and eating slow. I'm grabbing something on the run, something I could eat with my hand, you know, like a sandwich, etc. And so I think a lot of us, people that work and are stressed and running around and trying to commute or whatever, we don't have the ability to, you know, put that time towards our weight, towards our bodies. Now, don't be giving these rich women crap, because if they have personal trainers or whatever, I would rather they be using all that extra time they have to exercise. Okay? You know, people will say, well, gosh, you know, of course she looks like that good because, you know, she has all this time in the day to do that. Well, I would still, kudos to her. All right, where I would get ticked if somebody was just sitting on the couch eating junk food when they could be more productive. But if somebody doesn't have to work, okay, and they're doing whatever in the marriage needs to be done, right, or they're actual stay-at-home moms, and stay-at-home moms, I'm sorry, that's no walk in the park. Stay-at-home moms, these guys really, really bust their butt. But if we're talking about kids in school all day, okay, mom and they have a cleaning lady, so they really don't have to do anything at the house. I would rather they be working on their health. Way to go. I think that's important. I think it's extremely important. Okay? And I also noticed that a lot of these kids are slimmer, too. So there is some good that comes out of it. But we need to really figure out how many of us that have to work real long days and real long hours, how to get the activity in. And the reason why this one little study bothers me is because I would tell you all, especially my patients who are in the same situation that I am, that, you know, a lot of the activity you do at work or at home counts. And now we're finding out, no, it really doesn't. You still need to have that separate workout. Now, that I've told you guys, too. You know, patients will tell me they have a pedometer on at work. They walk an average of 5 miles a day at work. Why the hell do they need to work out extra? Why are they still overweight? And I tell them it's because the body gets used to it. Your body gets used to the walking. So your body gets used to the walking. And so, yeah, you're still going to pack on the pounds. You have to actually set aside a specific workout. Maybe you could get away with 20 minutes a day, but you won't lose weight because your body's used to all the walking. And that's probably what it is. After a while, your body gets used to the dusting and the feather dusting. And again, it is better than sitting on the couch. You know, mind you, you got to look at when it comes to weight, the glass is half full as opposed to the glass is half empty. There's a chance that the reason why you may be 165 pounds is because if you didn't do all that, you would be 205. You know, when many people get fat and get overweight, you know, even when I gained weight, I thought I was pregnant. I had no idea what was happening to me. And, of course, it was with the hormone changeover. I just didn't think to put the two together. But, you don't realize you're packing on the pounds when it happens until all of a sudden you're like, wait a second, this isn't right. You know, I have been eating the same for years. Like, currently, here I am, I'm 42 years old, and I eat half of what I ate in my 20s. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter one bit. Your metabolism changes. You can't, you know, so you have no idea as your body changes. So people go, you know, well, Dahlia, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to. No, you have to actually concentrate on what you're putting in your body and what you're outputting with your body every day. The people that gain weight aren't paying attention. Now, you're paying attention to your toothbrush. You're paying attention to your moisturizer. Guys are paying attention to their, I don't know, jeans and their buckle size and putting on their pants and matching their socks with their shoes. You need to pay attention to what you're putting in your mouth. You can't just throw something in your mouth and think it's not going to go anywhere. There's always a cause, always effect. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is interesting, okay? A new survey is showing that 11% of Asian Americans are obese, okay? Filipinos appear to be 70% more likely to be obese than other Asian Americans, but 1 in 10 Koreans are underweight. And they say Asian Americans may have a misguided sense of how healthy they are because medical surveys create a misleading average BMI by defining their ethnic group too broadly. Recent figures released from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey have been criticized for propagating a model minority myth after it lumped at least 10 countries in that category without regard to regional trends. I guess the survey classified somebody as Asian if they had descendants from Cambodia, China, India, Japan, Korea, Malaysia, Pakistan, and the Philippine Islands, as well as Thailand and Vietnam. Yet they say Filipino adults are 70% more likely to be obese than the rest of the Asian American population. So that would classify 1 in 10 Vietnamese or Korean adults as underweight. Now, this just, again, exemplifies why the BMI scoring is kind of a pain in the butt and not something that we could use. When they lump these BMIs, they're comparing you to people that they believe is in your ethnicity and they may not be. Okay, let's look at whites. Okay, whites are always lumped in together. But there is a huge difference between a German or a Nordic, right, type of build, and then maybe a California woman from L.A., okay? You don't usually see a lot of 5'2", 5'1" women, right, of German, Russian descent, you see? Okay? I mean, yeah, they can be. But, you know, like for me, I'm 5'6", and I'm probably now I've shrunk to 5'5.5" because I'm getting older and the vertebrae are starting to condense because of the disc loss of height. You lose height as you age. So I'm now 5'5.5". I was one of the shortest women in my family as a result of that because we have such German, Austrian, Russian descent that those are bigger women. Now I'm bigger boned. I'm bigger size. I have size 10 feet, but you can't compare me to somebody who doesn't have that descent. See what I mean? So it's one of those things where I just don't see the BMI as really ruling the roost right now. But interesting nonetheless. Remember, BMI less than 20 is considered underweight. 20 to 25, normal range. 25 to 30, overweight. BMI of 30, obese. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Toyota has been forced to recall 885,000 cars to fix a problem, which I guess where driver's airbags are, I guess, being deployed at random. One of the models is the Camry, which I guess is one of the best-selling cars in the United States. Already has sold 318,990 cars so far this year. I guess the fault is caused by a water leak in the air conditioning unit, which is causing water to seep into other parts of the car, causing circuits to short and unexpected malfunctions to occur. Toyota said, according to Mail Online, that the airbag control module is one area which could be affected with the safety device becoming disabled or could inadvertently deploy. In a few cases, the power steering function could be disabled. That's ridiculous. Can you imagine just driving and then all of a sudden, boom, the airbag deploys while you're trying to drive. You couldn't see. You could kill somebody. As well as Camrys made in the last 2 years, any models of the Camry Hybrid, the Avalon Hybrid, and the Venza, which were made in 2012 and 2013, being recalled. Apparently, there's tons also in North America, Europe, Asia, etc. They have received news of only two minor injuries caused by the faults. No crashes due to the error as of yet. I know whenever you see these things, you're like, what? But, yeah, I guess the Avalon, the Camry, and the Venza. Camry, huge. Huge jump versus the other ones. I have a, have a leased car. It's, one of those, SUVs that, you know, so I could carry the kids around, but I don't like it. I really miss my Mini Cooper. I had one of those little Mini Coopers. It was great because I didn't have to spend money, that much on gas. It really saved on gas. The problem is my boys couldn't fit into the back seat. And, you know, one of my kids is now my height. And I'm like, well, sit in the back seat. He thought, for me, it's perfect size. But the boys, no. They're like, Mom. So, all right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Schwarzenegger wants to run in 2016, from what we understand, and he is lobbying for support to change the law that will allow him to do it. Now, remember, Arnold Schwarzenegger from Terminator, right? I'll be back. Former governor of California, was born in Austria. Apparently, he is ready to file the paperwork needed to challenge the rules which prevents a foreign-born citizen from being president. However, any amendment to the Constitution must be approved by a two-thirds majority in the House and the Senate. A source told Page Six, I guess Page Six is a journal, that he has been talking openly about his political ambitions while he is in New York to promote his new film with Sylvester Stallone, Escape Plan. You see, you know what, though? Doesn't that make you smile? Where these guys are still all working together, you know, bringing back the 80s and the 90s. Yeah, you know, right, because Sylvester Stallone worked with him. Didn't he have a little cameo in the second Expendables movie? So now it looks like he has another movie going on with Sylvester Stallone. I mean, mind you, the guy is, what, he's in his 60s, right? Late 60s? And I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't know much about the politics in California and how well he did as governor. My guess is people didn't like him, right? But I just, you know, I love those 80s movies. Some of the best movies ever were the ones that we watched back then. And so seeing these guys try to work, yeah, usually the movies aren't as good, but it just kind of makes you smile that the guys are working together, you know? You're like, I don't know. I just love those guys. You know, the whole Bruce Willis, although Bruce Willis and Sylvester Stallone, I think might have had a tiff. Remember, I guess Sylvester Stallone or Bruce Willis, and I'm a big fan of Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis wanted more money for Expendables 3, and I guess they have Harrison Ford now rather than Bruce Willis. That's interesting. Yeah, because Sylvester Stallone and Bruce Willis have been like bosom buddies. Anyway, okay, he's 66 years old. Arnold Schwarzenegger became a citizen in 1983. He's been talking about running for president, but everybody said, nah, you cannot. In 2010, he was on The Tonight Show, and when asked by host Jay Leno if he would make a White House run if the rules were altered, he said, without any doubt. In 2008, he told 60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley, he would absolutely like to be a U.S. president. He thinks, I am always a person that looks for the next big goal, and I love challenges. Now, doesn't he have a love child? I mean, here's the thing. Is Arnold Schwarzenegger a Ronald Reagan? And the answer to that is no, and a hell no. Okay? I dig Arnold Schwarzenegger in the movies. All right? I dig that. But if he is going to represent the Republican Party, we're screwed. Now, if he wants to make a run against Hillary, I'm fine with that. All right? Okay, so, I mean, you know, but what's interesting about this is it doesn't have to do with Arnold Schwarzenegger, etc. Do you see the Constitution eventually adding an amendment to allow foreign-born people who became American citizens to run for president? I mean, do you see them allowing that change? Okay, we already talked about how whites, right, the average white U.S. American is going to be a minority in the next decade or two. We already see with like fast food sales that the hamburger and hot dog being the American food is being taken over by the taco and the burrito and the churro. Mind you, I love tacos and burritos. Okay, but are we seeing a huge ethnicity shift where a constitution saying no, you can't be foreign born, you have to be American born to run our country, do you see that later changing? I do. Whether some of us are for it or some of us are against it, I can see how foreigners coming in and becoming citizens. I mean, listen, if he's been a citizen since 1983 and he has been here for 30 some years, okay, he identifies himself, I mean, almost half his life as American. Okay, is he American? Does he deserve to be considered American? Now, why was that constitutional law put there? Well, because they didn't want somebody from France or America running for office, winning, and then giving us over to France or giving us over, etc. But if Arnold Schwarzenegger, let's say he's Austrian descent, he's been in America for 30 some years, okay, I mean, would he really, put Austrian's interests ahead of his own? Since somebody could say, well, if we do allow it, they have to have been an American citizen for multiple decades. Right? But what if somebody has dual citizenship? Then what do you do about that? So, you know, we're definitely seeing the face of our country change. And many of us are, I'm an American citizen. I was born in America. My father traveled to America and became a citizen, but he would be not nationally born here. So somebody like me could still run for office. I could still run for president. But, you know, are we comfortable with allowing non-U.S. citizens to gain citizenship and then run our country? Could they still do as good a job? Now, some of you are probably thinking, well, look at who we currently have. I mean, they're not experienced, so it can't be an experience thing, right? And we still question whether our current president is from, you know, America or Kenya. And you know, a lot of people, they don't care. Even a lot of Republicans, they don't care. You know, Democrats don't care whether Obama was from Kenya or not. They just, they just worry about the here and now. So I can see, and I don't know if I'm that happy about it, but I can see where we are going to eventually be changing the Constitution as such. And it's just, yeah, I predict it'll happen. I mean, I don't predict Schwarzenegger would become president, but I predict that he would be starting that conversation, and that conversation may be taken on. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest-growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So premature children, they're saying, should probably start school a year later because they found that boys and girls born early are 50% more likely to fail the reading, writing, and math tests given at the end of their second year in school. So children born before 37 weeks pregnancy, we consider premature, even at the 36-week mark, okay? 37 and above, we're good. Now, yes, I've given birth to one of my children at the 36-week. His lungs were mature. He was okay. Straight-A student. So, you know, again, this isn't an absolute. But some of your preemies, like your 28-weekers, your 30-weekers, they're finding that some of these kids may have dyslexia or deafness or even some special needs. But even some just have learning difficulties because they probably started school too early. Now, some parents will really push to get their kid start, like, you know, like, for example, if let's say your kid has a, October birthday or a November birthday, and they would then turn 5, parents want to push it, and many schools wouldn't let that happen. With my child, we didn't push it, okay? We enrolled him when he was 5. He turned 6 when he was in October, and we just let that happen. So he's actually a little older. And, I mean, I wouldn't purposely hold a kid back, so they could be at the best point, but we didn't think he was ready when he was 4, and the school wouldn't let it happen either. You know, he was in preschool and stuff, but, you know, we just didn't want him to have to struggle like that. But a lot of times when we, in medicine, age the child, we will go with their age. In the beginning, with us, you know, in pediatrics, we'll definitely document what their prematurity age was when they were born, you know, and kind of document the month or two deficit. But for the most part, if your birthday is February 4th, then that's your birthday, February 4th, and that's what schools use, even if you were due May 2nd. You see what I mean? So, if that could be a huge lag time. So they're starting to recommend, now I guess in England, kids in England start school in the September after their 4th birthday. In America, we usually do it when you're 5 years old. But now a lot of schools have these early kindergarten and these pre-K, so now it's starting to kind of, you know, mix up a little bit. But, I don't know if any of you guys have noticed that with your particular children, but, this push, right, you know, to get these kids in school. I mean, I kind of like it. I kind of like the idea that, you know, my child will hopefully be able to drive a little earlier, you know, I mean, drive himself to school, hopefully be able to get a job, right? Well, you know, I mean, I kind of like that. You know, and luckily for one of them, you know, not really struggling too much. So interesting stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say a new study has found that the prevalence of depression among those who suffer migraine headaches is approximately twice as high as for those without migraines. Researchers at the University of Toronto found that in men, the difference was like 8.4%. versus 3.4%, and in women, 12.4% versus 5.7%. Now, a lot of us suffer from migraines. We come to the doctor, we ask for migraine medicine, the doctor's like, oh great, this is a quickie. Here's your migraine medicine, now leave. Yet, what we really need to be doing as medical professionals is going, wait a second here, there's a chance that you may actually have depression. According to the study, it found that younger migraine sufferers were particularly at risk for depression. Women with migraines who were younger than 30 had 6 times the odds of depression in compared to sufferers who were age 65 or older. They say also migraine sufferers who were not married, as well as those who had difficulties with daily activities, had higher prevalence of depression. Now, some of you may say, well, you know what, because they're depressed or get a headache or they're, you know, I remember hearing this in medical school, too. And going, okay, well, maybe there's a correlation, right? But I, you know, having suffered from migraines myself, it's really hard to be happy. It's really hard to want to hang out. It's really hard to want to kind of go out and hang out with friends while you are sitting there with a knife in your skull and in your brain churning and churning and churning. Okay, it's not fun. But what if there is some connection? Now, years ago, I gave one of my patients an SSRI, Zoloft, okay, medicine used for depression and anxiety, but I had given it to them for anxiety. Their migraines lessened as a very nice side effect. So somebody could say, well, which is first, the chicken or the egg? Is it the anxiety that caused the migraine to come on, right? Or does serotonin stop migraines in and of itself? So one trick I've noticed is some of my patients really have cut back on their migraine medicine because they're on one of these SSRIs. But it may not be because they have depression. It's just because of the serotonin deficiency. So it's just one of those things where if you have a friend or a loved one and they're just always complaining of migraines, have them talk to the doctor also about a little bit of depression. 1-877-DOCTORLEY, 1-877-DOCTALI. Speaking of head and headaches, scientists have found profound abnormalities, quote-unquote, in scans of brain activity in a group of retired American football players, thinking that repeated blows to the head can trigger longer-term aggression and dementia. Alright, even though none of these players had any neurological conditions, brain imaging tests showed unusual activity that correlated with the number of times they had left the field with a head injury during their football careers. So the more you had to leave, you know, the field because of a head injury, then the more they found that there was some damage on parts of those of the brain. Now, we know that there is something called chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is repeated knocks to the head causing loss of decision-making, control, aggression, dementia. And also, according to Fox News, previous research also found that American football players have higher rates of neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, etc. Now, you know, I come from a football family. You know, my kids are now starting to think about football, and I'm going to let them play it. Okay, I mean, again, I'm not, you know, just because I'm a doctor and I know all this data, you know, I tell them my thought and I am supposed to protect them, but I also don't want to prevent them from, you know, being a part of one of the most amazing sports ever. You know, let them play football and get their fill. I think it's a good idea. But I got to tell you, the first head injury, they're out. They are out. And I've just seen too much of this. And it's frustrating because I see, compared to what my grandfather wore, my grandfather having one of those leather caps, right, when he played football back in what, the 1920s or 30s versus now what we have really gone a long way with protection, but you're still getting blows to the brain. A 300-pound fullback or linebacker jumping you and slamming your head to the ground, those football helmets could only do so much. So these studies are looking at functional MRIs at some of these NFL ex-players, and they're finding these profound brain deficits. Now, you know, mind you, a lot of us will already show signs of aging. Is it that the brain injuries are causing is a brain injury causing these deficits, or is it accelerating a natural progression of dementia? That's what's going to have to be determined. All right, 1-877-DOCTORLEY, 1-877-DOCTALI. We're going to be talking about some real cool home remedies. We're also going to be talking about certain exercises with blood pressure lowering, some lights updates, pretty cool stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTORLEY.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.